Welcome to the Evan Solomon Show.
Okay, the most controversial project in the country is probably the Trans Mountain Pipeline. Goes from Alberta to the coast of BC. If you listen to television all the time or radio, you think, God, they're never going to get this built because First Nations are against it. And there's a lot of First Nations that are protesting it. If you listen to the NDP or the Greens, it's never going to happen. This is the pipeline the Liberals bought for $4.5 billion. And then they said, well, they're waiting now. This is where, if you haven't been following it, they're waiting now for consultation period with all sorts of stakeholder groups about when the shovels will go in the ground. Well, let me flip the script on you. Because if you've only followed this from, 30,000 feet, you might think, well, they're never going to get this through. They're just going to have to force First Nations to just accept it. Well, it turns out that's not the way it works. Like any other part of the country, there's all sorts of different interests and different positions on this thing, including within the over 600 different First Nations across our country. And many of them think this pipeline's a great idea as long as they're part of it. Delbert Wapass is the Project Reconciliation's executive chair and founder. He's the former chief of the Saskatchewan Thunderchild and the vice chair of Indian Resources. And Darcy Levesque is the VP of Public Affairs at Project Reconciliation. They are in Ottawa to talk about buying 51% of the TMX pipeline. Great to have you both in studio with me.
Good to be here.
Thank you very much.
Delbert Wapass, let me start with you, sir. A lot of Canadians listening saying, whoa, 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 you want to buy 51% of a $4.5 billion pipeline. Tell us about what the idea is and how far along you are.
Well, we looked at this opportunity, and it presented itself. And being a chief of my community for 20 plus years, I got tired of the poverty that we were faced with. My fellow colleagues, they're First Nations as well. I've traveled throughout Canada, the U.S., and I've seen other First Nations struggle the same way. Many times as First Nations people, we always, when opportunities like this arise, where we either are, we talk ourselves out of being part of something, and then when it happens, we complain after the fact. In this case here, I was raised by my grandparents, and I was brought up the traditional cultural way, understanding, the value of environment, understanding the value of water and our relationship, to the land, to the water, to the animals, and brought up in from that perspective. And so when I heard about the Trans Mountain Pipeline, and I, from my training, from my teachings, I thought, the economy and the environment don't need to be at opposing ends here. What you need is somebody that is going to be responsible enough to ensure that there's a balance between both. And we came at it as Project Reconciliation, or I came at it as, from the perspective that it's going to be environment first. But how do we do that? How do we recognize and support and position ourselves that it is about the environment? It is about the salmon. Understanding that there are groups out there, First Nations, that are against it.
Well, there are, yeah. And they are the people that say, hey, you're from Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
This is our home.
Yes.
We don't want a pipeline coming through.
Yeah.
When there's an oil spill, you'll be in Saskatchewan, Chief Wapass. We're here.
Exactly. And the simple answer to that is that there are other First Nations as well in BC that want the pipeline, that have negotiated their impact benefit agreements with the Kinder Morgan, and are very interested in it. So there are 203 First Nations in British Columbia. There are 46 in Alberta. For Alberta as well as included. Originally, we signed treaty in Alberta. We have a stake in Alberta, by the Provost Alberta area. And our traditional territory, being nomadic, we go back and forth. So from that perspective, and the fact that we're part of the sedimentary basin, we're all part of the same play.
Huh.
Understanding that, though, is that when we come together and we look at the issues, we all share the same problems and the same frustration when it comes to poverty and this and that within our respective communities.
This might enable a lot of First Nations to get out of poverty. 51% ownership. Darcy Levesque, let me bring you in. A lot of texters are saying, where's the money coming from? Yeah. It's a $4.5 billion pipeline taxpayers paid for. Where's your group getting the money?
Well, first of all, I think as Delbert indicated, what makes our project unique is that, first of all, we're being very inclusive. So as Delbert says, there's over 300 Indigenous communities in the three Western provinces. They're all being given an opportunity to participate as shareholders. None of them are being asked to put up any equity. We're raising the money on the money market through a long-term secured bond. We would be using the 20-year shipping agreements between the various 13-odd oil companies that currently have contracts with Trans Mountain Pipeline, and using those 20-year shipping agreements as to backstop and underpin the raising of the $7.6 billion, which is what we're proposing to offer for this.
So taxpayers will make money.
They will make money.
Over 20 years.
Over the life of the project, 51% will result in the Indigenous owners of approximately $12.5 billion.
Why 51%, Chief Wapas?
Well, again, you know.
Why not 50? Why not 49? Why control?
Yep. Simple answer to that is that what I talked about earlier. I'm about putting the environment and the water first. And in doing that, you have to be a majority owner to call the shots, to write the environmental laws, to write the, you know, we have strong environmental regulations already in Canada, probably the best and the strongest. But still, First Nations believe that there should be something over and above that to recognize and to provide that comfort. Well, you can do that if you're at 49%.
All right, I got a minute left here. Darcy, how close are you guys? Are both in Ottawa. I assume you're meeting with the government to say, hey, we want to strike a deal. How close are you?
I think we're getting closer every day. I mean, I think in terms of our project, we're advancing Indigenous interests. This would be a game changer for Indigenous people within Canada. Minister Morneau has signaled, obviously, the government is interested in selling the pipeline. Delbert and others believe that this is an opportunity for Indigenous people to have a seat at the table. And we're looking forward to an announcement on June 18th where the government will hopefully green light based on the recommendation.
June 18th?
Yes.
Could be when you guys find out if your group is 51% owners, raising $7 billion on the bond market.
We'll find out hopefully if the federal cab is going to green light the recommendation of the National Energy Board to proceed. And then we suspect that finance will issue some kind of request for proposals or bids, and we believe that we're the most advanced and we have the capacity and the ability to execute.
Well, I am really delighted you're here to tell us. I think this is something that very few people knew was going on. Delbert Wapas, the Project Reconciliation's executive chair and founder, and Darcy Levesque. Gents, I hope to chat with you again as we follow this story. Thank you very much for opening our eyes to what's going on.
Hey, thank you
very much.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Folks, that to me is, that's how this world's working. You know, they're going to the money markets to raise money, to make money. Fascinating. Find out where that goes. Jim Cuddy.